Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And feel great.
And yeah. Bound out of bed at 7 a.m. and make myself a... one slice of whole wheat toast with with a little bit of Teddy's natural peanut butter and banana and some flaxseed. I mean, really, it's
you're not putting flax on that. No, you're not putting flax on that.
I do put flax on
you
it.
You do whole or ground?
Whole.
Golden or the dark one?
I go with the gold.
Yeah. You're gonna soak your chia seeds.
Did you say it was gold? Yes, that's what I go with. I go with the gold.
What's it good for?
It's a healthy fat. It's with the omegas and stuff.
Yeah, it's one of the
protein.
It's a healthy fat, LB. Okay. Like she said.
That's why he likes it so much.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, I'm with you. I started dry January when I heard about it through you, and I get the same crap from everybody that I know.
People get threatened.
Now, here's a dodo bird. This question comes up a lot. How often were you drinking, guy? Oh, every day. Every minute of every day. Listen, here's the deal. If you happen to be in a business where you go out 2-3 nights a week.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got a business function.
Making
crushing
deals.
Crushing deals.
Working your bag off.
Working your bag off. Wearing your meeting. Working your meeting shirt off. Where you work? No, excuse me.
Popping it on.
Popping your meeting belt out. You will realize if you do a dry January or dry February or dryary or whatever.
Yep.
That everybody has a drink at those kinds of things. Okay. Mm. Maybe two. So therefore, you go 3 of those in a week. 6 drinks. That's about 1,200 calories, depending on what you drink. Then you go, if you go out on a weekend or you're at home on a weekend, you might have 3-4 drinks.
Well, you eat 800 calories a day probably in lunch and supper.
Correct. You can add stuff. You can, if you want to eat, you might be able to eat if you're not having a Manhattan.
Now, how is Monkey handling the furlough?
Well, that's another benefit is you don't need somebody to drive you around. I mean, that is another.
Then for a rude awakening in about 2 weeks. Monkey, get back. I need you.
Let's see. Obscure reference. My Cousin Vinny and the Grits.
Yes.
This is based on Diane calling me out on the flax. That's a good obscure reference.
How long does it take you to cook your grits, sir? No. Grits.
Obscure reference, 508 texter, Easy Money, Monty C, Monty Do.
Yeah. That was a great flick. What a legend he was, Dangerfield.
You should do intermittent fasting February.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Anybody ever tried the triple Indy?
All right. It is 7:02, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston. You know, when I do the legal ID, I am often asked by texters like you what the deal is with the HD radio, and it's pretty simple. Many vehicles are now equipped with HD radio. So if yours is, it's very simple to listen to us on our HD radio channels. So oftentimes you'll have a button that allows you to go into the HD mode. Other times you will be on 107.3, and if you turn your old school dial, you will then go to the HD channel that relates to that frequency. And so whether it's 104.1 HD or 93.7 HD, you can often hear us in some areas where you may not have been able to hear us before. So this is the Baby Boomer Olympics. Okay. Baby Boomer Olympics, what is HD radio?
Right.
That is a quick explanation.
Now, Greg, I'm sure this news will make you happy this morning. Chicago police raided R. Kelly's studio last night.
Finally!
On the west side.
I just got a text from somebody who says, Greg, I was finally able to watch Surviving R. Kelly. Why is he not in jail? So,
yes.
So they raided his recording studio / sex dungeon.
Yeah.
Where he had all the girls live in these rooms where they didn't have bathrooms and they had to go to the bathroom in a bucket. What did they find? The girls were probably gone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there was nobody actually there. What they did find were a few code violations. There was evidence that work had been done without a permit and also evidence that it was being used as a living space, which it's not zoned for.
I have been busted. Almost went to jail for the work without a permit thing, if you remember correctly, up in Old Orchard.
Uh-huh. The Historical Commission had a field day with that.
They were very upset about the extended length on the deck without without the permit. Uh-huh. That's a heinous. If you're in jail and they say, "What are you in for?" and you say, "I did some work on my house without a permit," they immediately leave you alone.
Do they move on the other side of the cell?
Yeah. Well. I saw a quick story on this last night, and there was a mysterious individual who was seen removing a hard drive and several boxes from the recording studio shortly before the raid occurred.
Yeah.
If you were somebody who watched Surviving R. Kelly on Lifetime, then you know that he appears to have some inside help from the Chicago PD.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that they gave him a heads up that the raid last night was perhaps coming. So, all right, Danielle, thank you. Time for this.
And now, LB.
I'm at my own ass.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Over at the Garden last night, sees stud Kyrie Irving went off for 27 and a career 18 boards. Yeah, it was awesome. C's took down first place division enemy Toronto Raptors 117-108. Al Horford added 24, and the three-game skid is over. Let's move on. Let's get on a roll. Jason Tatum. He's got these crazy new Nike shoes where you go on your iPhone and you hit the app and they automatically tie themselves.
Oh my God.
It's awesome technology. You don't even have to bend over, Hillman. That's why I did the story.
That's good.
The Sucky Grizzlies are in town tomorrow night. Kyrie made it known that he called LeBron after his loss Saturday, apologizing for not seeing the big picture when they were teammates with the Cavs. Am I missing something here? Because Irving's going to be a free agent, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So where are we going to see... Irving, KD, because he's going to be a free agent, and LeBron as the next big three in LA. Wow. The Lakers, they beat the Pacers last night. And finally, the NBA champs will be again the Golden State Warriors. For I don't know how many times, like the 96th time. They beat the Pelicans at home 147-140. There were 43 threes in the tilt. That is the new NBA. Big man and all-star Boogie Cousins is going to be a warrior. Like, they need more talent. What else? The Knicks and the Wiz play in London today at 3 o'clock. The Bees were down in Philly. Not good.
Ivan Provorov. Philadelphia buzzing through center. Couturier for the fresh. Voracek a shot.
Yeah, the Bees went down. They went up 2-0 and choked it away. They lose 4-3. And Peter Solaric had two tallies. He's on fire. He led the P. Bruins down there, and then he got called up when DeBrusk got hurt. And Pasta nailed down number 27. He's at the top of the league in tallies, him and Marshawn. And next up, St. Louis Blues Thursday and the Rangers Saturday. NFL Championship Weekend, early 3:05 Rams Saints at the Superdome in the NFC title tilt. And it's Goff, the youngster, against the old wily veteran Breeze. And 6:40, the good guys are Patriots taking on, and they're going to crush the Chiefs on CBS, looking for AFC title number 9.
I do want to address the comments made by an NFL legend about the New England Patriots and cheating.
Yes.
And we will do that in just a moment. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I would like some input. I'm sure that Derek, the Steelers fan, is waiting by the transistor radio to call in and comment on this. So I would like to address that in just a few moments. In your delicate condition,
yeah,
I hate to share these corrections, but they are rolling in fast and furious on the text line. It appears that it was 18 assists, not 18 boards.
Oh, did I say boards?
Last night. So
I knew that. I watched the game.
Right. All right, there you have it.
Oh, and by the way,
yes,
yesterday was interview day for the AFC title tilt, and to a man, the Patriots, who cares, who gives an S about the temperature.
Oh, they don't care about the weather.
No.
Yeah. Well, I think the last time that a road team won a conference championship game was 2012. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's they have a challenge in front of them, but if there is any person that can do it, it's Bestie and Bestie and Belichick. If there's any duo that can do it, it's Bestie and Belichick. So,
well, I think Bubs is going to have an MVP type game.
You think so?
Yeah, because Casey plays man to man.
Well, I think he had an incredible game last week, you know. So yeah. we are waiting to find out whether Bubs will join us tomorrow during the Hillman Huddle. We are expecting to have a one more Hillman Huddle on tomorrow's show, and also on tomorrow's show, the Millennial Olympics will be conducted for the first and probably last time ever throughout the show. Tomorrow morning. Coming up in a moment, unfortunately, a woman has learned that there are several things that can go wrong during a threesome when the cops arrive. And also coming up, what a man attempted as a home cure for his back problems did not work the way he expected it might work. This could be creepy AF, by the way. We will get to that and the rest of today's news, and also Stowe 5-0 coming up next. I think that most of us are aware of what would happen when there was distress in Gotham City. Oh, or maybe not most of us, but Shu and Jeremy Reiner are both. When is Reiner calling? When is super nerd male weather smoke Jeremy Reiner calling to answer the Nerd Off challenge that began based on his challenge to you on Instagram? Yeah. But anyway, I think most of us are aware of what would happen when there was distress in Gotham City. LB, do you know what would happen when there was distress in Gotham? In Gotham City,
the Penguin would.
No, guys. Send up the bat signal.
Correct.
Right.
The bat signal. Yeah. They would send out the bat signal, and Batman would respond.
He came and he killed Danny DeVito, the Penguin.
Right. I am now going to send out the Derek the Steelers fan signal. Okay. Because I want to talk about what happened on Fox Sports 1 yesterday during a discussion about the potential. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves or jinx anything, but the potential for a Patriots-Rams rematch in the Super Bowl. And they're having this discussion, and of course, here's what Eric Dickerson had to weigh in with yesterday.
And I'd say this to all the Boston fans, as I watch them on social media, they're after me. we want a rematch from in LA. We want them back again because they cheated us. They cheated us. They know they cheated us.
Interesting.
Back in New Orleans, they watched our film, so we want some more of them.
Patriots derangement syndrome. It's worse than I think. It's worse than Trump derangement syndrome. There is no. I'm waiting for it. Countdown on the Derek call. 5, 4, 3, 2. There is no evidence that exists whatsoever that the New England Patriots watched any game film with regard to the St. Louis Rams, as they were then known, whatsoever. And it was one of the greatest upsets in Super Bowl history.
Right, right.
So get over it. Get over it. I mean, this is what we are still talking about, over a decade later.
Can you bring me up to speed? So, you can't go back and watch previous film. Team.
Hold on, I don't have to bring you up to speed on Spygate, do I? Things are very
no.
Spygate was
a guy walking up, taking pictures or videoing the walkthrough.
Right.
Right. So what's he talking about? That they did the same thing?
That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the Patriots cheated with Spygate.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was saying that they cheated against him when he played him.
He is. That is what he's talking about.
I'm lost on this.
Yeah, he's saying that the Rams would like a rematch because of that, because they were cheated out of that Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
He must be still in great shape.
What's that?
He must be still in great shape.
Probably. here he is.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, so I'm dated into this. You want me to be the sacrificial lamb, even though I am on record as saying they clearly did something every time they've been called out. But I am also of the opinion that it really didn't change anything. They'd still be what they are, and they still would have beat all those teams. So let's get that out right off the get.
Good.
Now, the second thing, Eric Dickerson is a moron. Okay.
Yes.
He played in the 80s. He has nothing to do. We want a rematch. Guy, you were like went to the Raiders and whoever else would take him at the end. He had nothing to do with this. So him calling for a rematch, I mean, I don't even know. He was in the LA Rams. They were in St. Louis at the time. Does it really count? Like, wake up. You know, that team's moved more times than, you know, LB's ex. So forget about it.
He's got several.
We should tread lightly on the anti-Patriot discussion with my buddy back. And, you know, LB, it's okay. You know, everything's fine. They're still awesome. And no one's ever going to be better than them. We get it.
But they did run
amok, okay, to the point where their own people ratted them out, if you really think about it. The first guy that ratted him out was a former assistant named Mangini. And then to top it off, the buffoon that everyone's claimed is going to be the heir apparent went to try to be a head coach like a big boy, looked like a JV coach, and you know what got him fired? He got caught doing the same thing, LB, videotaping while he was in Denver like 4 years later. So clearly, we got a pattern of behavior, my friend.
Yeah, I can't wrap my head around how the anger is just so strong. Like the opposite team coaches and assistant coaches and sit and watch pregame skate on game day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the whole thing stems from the incorrect report of Tomasi that they filmed the walkthrough, you know, and so that's where the whole thing, and that has been proven to be, Derek, and you have to admit this, it has been proven to be and errant, incorrect.
Well, no. Boston
Herald.
Tomasi was proven to be a boob and a buffoon, which he still collects a check in this town. So you tell me. But he was proven. But it was also proven. And by the way, everyone wants to sweep under the rug that, you know, drunk guy Bobby and your boy Goodell, who everyone hates now, were in bed together. And they couldn't destroy the tape that was confiscated quick enough, could they? They got rid of the evidence. And Bobby was in his pocket at the time. They were buddies back then. So let's not forget about that.
Well, I think it's...
Tomasi was proven to be an idiot. I'll give you that, 100%. But Hildock, it's undeniable. They've even people in the franchise have recognized there was something going on then. There was something going on with Brady and his little ball bag and, you know, the deflator. Like, all this stuff didn't just, like, nobody just made this up and it's like the, you know, moon landing, you know, conspiracy people hired Chew, and then all of a sudden the NFL's got Chew on the payroll and we're now talking, you know, conspiracy theory every other day.
By the way, is there any speculation about what the 0-degree temperature is going to do to the PSI of the football on Sunday night?
Just happy that Pretty will be all, you know, cuddly in his scuba outfit like he always is. And, you know, Romo will sit there and gloatingly talk about, you know, that's why I love how everyone in New England now all of a sudden likes Romo because he can't take a bath in Belichick and Brady's, you know, sweat enough on the broadcast. So all of a sudden, he's a great broadcaster. As soon as he starts to talk about Mahomes, we'll start seeing social media blow up. I hate Tony Romo. Romo sucks. You people are just so predictable. So even, yes, with my team on the sideline in a mess, and I'll rightfully admit it, it's nothing more entertaining than the diehards. There's absolutely zero. I'm just glad they all can't pack up, you know, the campers and go down to, you know, the drive-in / campground that they built Disney on and have their party Sunday. They got to stay home, stuffed in their apartment, probably with the, you know, their beast of a wife and their miserable mother-in-law.
I like it, Ken.
Leave the insulting.
Hold on. Break out the triple X Brewski jersey. Yeah.
Leave the insulting of the wife to LB. That's his job.
I love this kid.
All right. Derek, will you be watching the game on Sunday night?
I mean, come on. I got Monday off, kid.
Yep.
We're going to make a night of it. It's going to be great.
Everything we got. Can you just, as you leave?
I'm in a win-win now. My team's a complete train wreck, so I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm in a win-win. If they win, I got Super Sunday to see the implosion. And if they lose, it's beautiful.
Can you just say everything we got on the way out, please?
Oh, for you, Hildog, anything. Everything we got, kid.
All right. There he is, a miserable Derek the Steelers fan on the Framingham Ford studio line. You can call 617-764-WAAF. Was Derek a part of the poll you did on the most annoying caller on the radio show?
He was. I can give you the final results if you'd like.
Yeah, so who did you put on that? Did you do this on, was it a Twitter poll?
Twitter poll.
Okay.
About 1,400 people responded.
Okay.
So I think that's a good sample size.
Yeah, that is. That's a good sample size. So who did you put on there for choices?
Derek.
Yeah.
Scott from Weymouth.
Yeah.
Can Man.
And Can Man.
I feel like those are the three that we get the most love this guy, hate this guy kind of debates about when they call in.
Some people wanted you to put not so single Vicky on there.
Yeah.
Twitter Vicky.
Vicky hasn't really called in much lately. Okay. So I feel like she's not really a part of that. And you know.
So what were the results?
Well, I know you'll be shocked by this. At a whopping 70% of the vote, with a margin of error of 3%, Scott from Weymouth determined to be the most annoying caller on the show.
He beat out the Can.
He beat out Can Man?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I love that. That is
bad.
Yes. Derek came in with 14% of the vote, Can with 16.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so Derek was actually liked by the majority of people.
Oh. He's the least disliked.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
Right, of the three? Yeah.
It is 7:33, and it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be in the upper 20s
It is 20 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. We are getting some kind of snow ice activity tonight into tomorrow morning, and that will make tomorrow morning's drive to work a cluster F, so be aware and prepared for that. And then the weather experts are still standing by the European models, which show a major storm Saturday night into Sunday. And apparently, and we can ask if Jeremy Reiner ever calls this morning, we will ask him about this, but they are talking about a deep freeze.
Yeah.
And on some of the stations, they're using a deep announcer voice to say, deep freeze. They're talking about a deep freeze that comes right after the storm. So therefore, it's very hard to clear the snow away.
Yeah.
And people are falling and breaking ankles and all kinds of horrible things are happening. So it's truly the end of the world. So that's an update weather-wise. I want to talk about a woman in Mexico who is in the news because she was participating in a threesome and quite possibly the worst thing occurred that can occur during a threesome. Now, those of us...
there's a lot of bad things.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad things. Yeah. Listen, those of us who have frequent threesomes know that there are lots of things that can go wrong. But in this particular case, and I think it was probably worse for another individual involved than it was for her,
mm-hmm.
The threesome became noisy.
Yeah.
As they often do.
Getting going good.
And the police were called.
Mm-hmm.
And they responded to the site of the threesome. And wasn't one of the officers shocked to realize as he began to break the three of them up that one of the threesome participants was his wife?
That is correct.
No.
That's really just a horrible thing that could occur.
Happened in Ciudad Victoria, which is in northeast Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the three individuals having a threesome were officers in training.
Oh, they were.
The women got into a fist fight because the guy was focusing more on one of them than the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a problem.
So the cops show up. This particular cop realizes one of the women is his wife. He actually did keep his composure until backup showed up to arrest the three for disorderly conduct. No word on whether or not they're staying together.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her first threesome.
No, it's the first one she got caught in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at improv class. Oh, I'm at pottery class. No, you're not.
Now, there's another individual in the news today who I wanted to talk about. Do any of you ever use home remedies?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, like old
like
school.
Ginkgo, like ginkgo biloba or?
No,
or
like more like, you
garlic.
Know, like.
Garlic? What do you
not even like taking stuff. More like, you know, if you're stuffed up, do the whole hold your head over the pot of boiling water with the towel thing. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, old wives stuff or stuff I learned from my mom and my grandmother.
Well, we learned the other day on the show that if you have a cough, chocolate is better for curing a cough than cough medicine.
That's correct. Outstanding.
For instance. There's a man in the news today who was having back problems, and so he thought he would try a home remedy, which I don't think anybody else has ever heard of. But he decided to inject his own. There are many words that I can use. Most of them are on the list of words that women detest.
Mm.
But I will say that he decided to inject his own man seed into his back and he used an injecting device for those who are wondering how it was how it would be physically possible. He used a syringe or whatever, and that did not work, correct?
No, it didn't. He did this over the course of a year and a half. He would inject that stuff intravenously and intramuscularly bought a hypodermic needle online. It was his own idea. And
really?
So he shows up at a hospital because one of the injection sites in his arm became abscessed. Oh. So now he's got the back pain plus a gross festering wound. His arm was swollen from that stuff having leaked into surrounding tissues from failed injections.
So I stand corrected. It was in his arm. He didn't put it in his back. He put it in his arm.
He put it in his arm to attempt to cure. I don't know if he thought they were going to go. How could you possibly wrap your head around that?
What, it produces life.
Well, yeah, well, not, as,
not every time.
Well, I get, yeah. But you know, yeah. if you start getting frustrated. Mm.
Is his arm pregnant?
No, but it's a little stiff.
I thought he was doing like the home stem cell treatment. Like, I'm like, what a
wrong dope. Stem cells guy.
What a dope. And he did it for a year. Right. This texter says he did it for a year. He didn't get any results, so he kept on doing it.
Right.
Here's a 774 text from a woman who says that this guy sounds like a real catch. Yeah, he's a real catch. He sounds like a real catch.
Wow. Does it say what led him to believe that would work? did some guy at work say, hey.
Well, he tried ginger ale for an upset stomach. And that did not work, so he figured that he would. Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, God.
Of course, Scott from Weymouth has called to defend his role as most hated caller. I'm not going to take the call.
No. People have voted.
I'm not
going to
take
the call. Oh, man. First of all, shoe high.
Boom. But let's do this.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when Chevy John Brown come for you?
And now, following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Gates Lane reported that there was a cat under her porch.
On the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown,
an officer informed the recreation department that the kayaks were not locked up at the beach.
This is Stowe 5-0.
LB, I just want to let you know that home remedy we were just talking about doesn't work for your lettuce. If you were thinking of trying that. All right. Real quick look at some of the heinous crimes that were either walked in or called in last week to my hometown Stowe Police Department during Stowe 5-0, courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper. On Monday, January 7th, I know that those of you who work in law enforcement and may work in a busy community, a dangerous community, appreciate when I share this. So in the Stowe Public Safety Report on Monday, January 7th, there were no incidents to report.
Huzzah! Wow.
The entire day,
bravo. Wow,
24 good. Hours.
Oh, boy.
Not a single call. Nothing. Not
a lot of coffee, a lot of lunch, a lot of food.
Not a nothing. On Tuesday, January 8th at 2:01 p.m., a caller from Russell's Convenience Store reported that the front sign was making a noise.
Oh! Oh, neon buzz?
Yeah, because it's 60 years old.
Right. Yeah.
It probably
send
was.
Send in SWAT.
Yeah, probably the neon buzz. You're right about that, Danielle. On Saturday, January 12th at 8:02 a.m., a caller from Elm Ridge Road reported that a neighbor's dog was walking around the neighborhood unleashed, and it had defecated in her yard.
Well, somebody come back and pick this up.
What is the charge? I'm defecating in my yard.
I love when people freak out because a dog escapes the backyard, jumping the fence.
And poops in the yard.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry. What? It's not a crime. It's not a crime.
And it's hard poops. So it's not even a big deal. It's frozen.
Right. At 11:59 a.m., a caller on Hudson Road reported that an elderly woman had run a stop sign, which almost caused an accident.
Wow.
Mike Shue responded.
Okay.
At 4:30 p.m., a caller from Great Road reported that he saw three coyotes in his yard.
Ooh.
When the coyotes saw him, they turned back toward the swamp.
Okay, great.
Thank God. Good. Thank goodness.
He made loud noises and shook his keys.
Yeah. And at... at 8:29 p.m., a caller reported that her 21-year-old son was dropped off by friends on the side of the road. The son thought that he was given something.
Oh,
he was on something.
Oh, no.
They were able to ping his phone. And
you know exactly what happened. They all got baked, and he didn't shut up for like 45 minutes.
Exactly. Take me home right now.
Yeah. And then finally, on Sunday, January 13th at 7:25 p.m., a caller from Warren Road reported that an argument was going on in her neighbor's apartment.
Oh.
I'm guessing that there was one Patriots fan and one Chargers fan.
Oh, very good.
7:25 at the end of the game.
Yes.
All right, that is a quick look at the mean streets of the town that I have lived in for my near entire life, Stowe, Massachusetts, and Stowe 5-0. Coming up next hour, I have tickets to give away for Pop Evil at the Paradise at the end of the month. And if you win those tickets, you qualify for the grand prize, which is a meet and greet with the band and a swag cycle from Swagtron.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
With the help of our news lady, news person.
You call me a news lady. It's fine. I won't get butthurt about that.
You sure?
I am. Well, I was going to say I am a lady, but that's questionable.
Well, I learned from my son, who is taking a sociology course at Bentley, that there are over 100 genders.
What?
So I want it. Yes. So I wanted
to have him send over that list.
Sure. I'll have him send that.
Aren't there really
from
only
from the syllabus?
Yes, please. Okay. I'd like to see the syllabus on that.
I wanted to be careful. News. You're okay with news, woman?
Yeah.
News. Okay. If you would like some help from her when it comes to figuring out what is happening inside the warped female brain, now is the time to text gentlemen. And the text number is 97107. Here is a 781 text. Oh, I kind of feel sad about this one. But interesting to see what you say here.
Okay.
I have been dating an amazing woman for almost a year. I know she cheats on me, but not sure I want to end it because I think she is the best woman that I could get.
Oh, poor you.
Oh,
I'm not the most attractive guy in the world. Do you think that this will change as our relationship goes on?
No.
It's not going to change. She finds another hot guy that she likes having sex with.
Right.
She's touring the field to find your guy.
I know it's hard when you're in a certain position, you feel a certain way about yourself that you're never going to meet somebody and that, you know, you should just settle for what you have because it's good enough.
Yeah.
Despite what's happening. But I wouldn't. That's not a healthy relationship. Unless you can, like, talk to her and develop some kind of strategic open relationship guidelines, that's not cool.
He needs to get kind of a backbone. I mean, he thinks this might be the best woman that he's ever going to be able to date. But
the best woman that you're ever going to be able to date is not going to be cheating.
Maybe she's not worth it. She's successful, right?
It's still not.
It's not worth it. Not worth it. Well, look at this one. 617 text. My future mother-in-law wants me to change my bridesmaids' dresses because they look similar to what she wants to wear. What is going on?
Find another dress, Linda.
What is going on inside her brain?
This day, she's a selfish woman, and this day is all about her, evidently, and not you.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, no. She can find something else.
Wait, would you?
It's not her wedding. Granted, her son's getting married, but it's not her daughter, depending on who you're marrying.
It's this woman's wedding.
I know.
It's not about the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law.
No. Is this one of those things that they end up battling to the end of time?
Probably.
Well, not to mention, like, you're not just changing the color of the bridesmaids' dresses because those tie in with a color theme for the entire wedding.
Right.
So she'd have to change everything about it.
Knowing this, should this be pursued? Because first it's the wedding, then it's going to be all the major holidays. It's going to be the child's name, where they go to school.
Yeah.
Did you say how far out the wedding is?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
That doesn't say. Well, you think there's time to cancel it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying depending on how soon the wedding. I mean, if the wedding's, you know, like even in 6 months, yeah. Those bridesmaids' dresses have already been ordered, arrived, and starting the tailoring process. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just order bridesmaids' dresses 2 weeks before the wedding. It doesn't happen that way.
Right. All right, we are going inside the warped female brain. However, I have been alerted that fellow Stowe resident and male news smoke, Jeremy Reiner, has called the program.
Yes.
To, I'm sure, pile on when it comes to his mockery of Star Trek fans like Mike Hsu. So
right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do because it is 7:59. I'm going to do the $1,000 holler code word. Then we will talk to Reiner.
Okay.
And then we will continue with Inside the Warped Female Brain if that schedule is acceptable to you.
I'll be here.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
let's,
sure.
Let's do this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.